Thursday night, Orla Dalad Teves, Tanya Shear. We'll go over Perek Chav Gimel again, get some clarity in it. Perek Chav Gimel. So, he said the Dibur of Odom is Nivdal Mimenu, and the Dibur Hashem is not, although we perceive it as Nivdal, but it's not really. It's a chelik, it's built in Mufrod from Hashem. Our perception is that it's Nivdal, but it's okay. And our perception, but it's really a chelik, it's Hashem, so to speak. It's a manifestation of His will, which is also an inseparable part of Him. And it even goes to the degree of being able to of manifesting itself as Sitra Achra and the Klipos and the Kaychas Atuma and Dvarim Tmeim, things that are anti Hashem, because Hashem wants them also, because of the purpose of the world with Bechira. So that's Bechinas Achorayim. There's Ratzon Panimi, Ratzon Chitzoni, and then there's even Bechinas Acharayim. Ratzon Panimi is his real Ratzon, what he wants, really. Like I say, when you earn money and you put food on the table, you really want the food, we'll call it. The money, maybe you really want also, but the work certainly is Ratzon Chitzoni. But then you have Bechinas Acharayim, which getting stuck in traffic. I mean, you don't want it at all, but you're going to put up with it. Because that's the only way you're going to get to work. So, but then there are things which have no, if there's no tzumtzumim and there's no hester upon him, so then you have a lukus. And that's what Torah mitzvahs is. Torah mitzvahs are manifestations of Hashem's will without any hester upon him. They take on the form of Torah mitzvahs, but there's no hester upon him and there's no tzumtzumim. Because this is the Ratzon Panimi. This is the Ratzon Panimi of Hashem. So he says, "V'im kol anal yuvan v'yivur heitev b'toises biur more clear." Mashomer b'zohar diraisa because yirbichu kul echad, which we know as Israel also, but the Zohar says just these two. So there's two levels. The Torah is mamish because yirbichu kul echad, but tikunim that's tikuni azoyah pirshu. It talks about mitzvahs. So as we say Torah mitzvahs, we put them together. But there really are two different madrigos, with the Torah being what the Zohar calls Kutchabrichu Vayrais Achadu, and the mitzvahs, the technical mitzvahs we'll call them, the mitzvahs Aseiz, at least, are called Ubtikunim Pirshu, the Reish Memches Pikudin, that's the Reish Memches Aseiz, Inun Reish Memches Evorin the Malka, they are Meyuchad with Hashem. Again, Dibur is Meyuchad with Hashem. There's no Hestaponim here, there's no Tzumtzumim. So it's Mamish Reish Memches Eivorim the Malka. We'll see why they're called Eivorim. Obviously, you have to explain what an Eivor is, and then we'll understand Eivorim the Malka. It doesn't mean any type of literal sense, Eivorim, or maybe you say Adrab, it does mean it literally, but the Evorim is not literal. Evorim is a concept, not we see the manifest, you know, the Hakshama of that concept as Evorim. But really, the real Evorim is a concept, so that you have Evorim the Malka. Levisha mitzvahs, hein, primius ratzon elyon. So we said it's primius ratzon elyon, not even chitzonius ratzon elyon. V'chepzo ho amiti. Hamalubish b'chol ha'ilom is elyon v'tachtoinim. It takes on those forms. It's It's a salshelis. It's a, the forms it takes on. Hashem wants there to be a cheer. So he said, we perceive it maybe as something different from menu. Hashem said something. That's what he expected. It doesn't mean that at all. It's Hashem revealed his will. Hashem revealed his will that there should be a cheer. But the cheer is him. It's miyuchad lo. So he's saying, but the cheer might be a rasam chitzayni. Unless it's a chair in the sukkah place. I'm a lubbish because I love it. I'll do it with Tachtoinim Lachiyoysom. Meaning, Gikol Chiyusom Vashifam Tolib Maisam Mizvashalat Tachtoinim Kanoida. That's an amazing thing. Although we're at the end of the Shalshalas, but we're the point of the Shalshalas. And therefore, Hashem didn't. What is Hashem interested in? It's like Hashem's not interested in Olam HaSol Yoyna. They're a dime a dozen. That's not his real purpose. That's not his Ratzon Chitzayni. That's not his Ratzon Chitzayni. It's Ratzon Chitzayni because through that is Nishtal Shel to Lamata. But he really wants his Torah Mitzvahs on this world. That's what's so amazing. That's his Ratzon Pnimi. Okay. And now he, it's a, almost, I think it's a parenthetical remark that Adarabba, the chiyusim v'hashpa'asim are of the olamas atali b'mayis ha'mitzvah shal ha'tachtayinim can know that. It is a known concept in Kabbalah that the chiyus and the hashpa'ah of the olamas olyayinim now come from Klal Yisrael doing Torah mitzvahs. So he's saying it makes sense because that's the real ratzon. So just like, you know, as you're successful in your real ratzon, you're making the money, or you have a good things on your table. So that's, like, that becomes the makor of my working harder, or my giving it more shefa. So what triggers the shefa eloki is the performance of Yisrael of Torah mitzvahs. Because that's the real ratzon. So you say, oh, the system's working. Look, there's people doing Torah mitzvahs. And that's the goal. It's not like a b'di'evit, you know, once Hashem created the world, he really created the Shal Yoyinim, ruled the Malach with everybody. But, like, his purpose is this world. If you see pictures of outer space, Taka is an amazing thing. It doesn't look real. You have this whole outer space thing, and you have the Earth there. It's not even so big. But that's what he wants. He wants this world's tefillos. We don't know why. We don't know why. A mystery. V'nimtza shemaisa hamitzvus v'kiyumon hu levush hapnimi l'pnimi yis ratzon ha'elyon. Shemimaisa zeh nimshach or v'chi yis ratzon ha'elyon l'slabish boi lomois. It solidifies all the lomois. V'lachein nikru'u, the mitzvahs are called Eivorim the Malka, and there are Reish Mem Ches mitzvahs, of course, and Reish Mem Ches Eivorim. Derech Moshal, in other words, he's going to show why they're called Eivorim the Malka. So the first fact you have to know is that they're Ratzon, they're the real Ratzon. So Ratzon Hashem is manifested, so to speak, I guess, in me, I'm putting on tefillin. That's one manifestation of his ratzon. Kamo shevori gufa adam heim levush lenafsho ubetelem legamri eleha mikol v'kol v'kol mi v'kol mikol v'kol ki miyad she'ole beretzono shel adam. It's like a manifestation of the nefesh. His claim is it doesn't have to be tzivui. You know, nowadays, scientifically, there is some sort of tzivui to the Eivorim, an electronic impulse to do it. But you don't have to have a thought process to do it. Because if you have Dibur Machshava Maisa, Machshava Dibur Maisa, this is not even Machshava for sure. This is the Nefesh itself. I want to pick up my hand. Like, the Nefesh wants to do it, so the hand goes up. You don't say, hand, go up. Even though, again, I believe now there's certainly a message just from the mind to the hand. But it happens automatically and almost instantaneously. You don't have to create a whole new bureaucracy. What?
It comes from a different part of the brain. The instruction to do something, to lift the hand, is a different part of the brain to an automatic response.
It is an automatic response.
It comes from a different part of the brain. The instruction comes from one part of the brain, and automatic responses comes from a different more.
What do you mean, reflex?
Yeah.
I don't know, his description is maybe nowadays it wouldn't be considered scientifically true, I guess. He says, Nishmos l'ritzono of the nefesh takeifu miyad b'li shum tzivui v'amira lahem, without any tzivui. He considers that significant. It's an instantaneous response. So the Evorim are the Levush. So our Evorim is very important. I'll say it the way he says it. I don't tell my hand to go up. My hand goes up. I want it up. If I want it up, it goes up. That's the relationship between the Evorim and my Nefesh, is that they are so connected to my Nefesh that I don't even have to, it's like a manifestation of my will, the hand going up. It's not I told it to go up, so it went up, or even it had to go up. But it's even more than that, B'lishum Shehiya Cloud, because it goes up, I want it up, it goes up. That's the concept of a person's Evorim, the connection to its Nefesh. So when you say the mitzvahs are the Reish Mem Ches Evorim Evri Demalka, you're saying there are 240. What Hashem wants, his Ratzon, is that these 248 essays exist and are done. That's what he wants. That's his Ratzon Pnimi. And the mitzvahs, therefore, are the manifestation of the Ratzon Elyon of Hashem. So as such, they are called Evrin Demalka, because that's the relationship between a man's Nefesh and his Evorim. They're bound together and they're, it's like the first step to go out. But you're manifesting the inner ruts on Panimi. So it makes sense for the Zohar and the Tikkunim to call the mitzvos Evrei Demalka, because it reflects the ruts on Panimi of Hashem and all that comes along in the same way that a person's Evorim are related to his Nefesh in this automatic response system, so Hashem, like the mitzvos themselves, are an embodiment of Hashem's Ratzon, and they're called Evorim for that reason. They're an embodiment of Hashem's Ratzon. It's spread out, like it's Him. It's Ratzon. I mean, everything's Ratzon Hashem, you'll say. The chair's Ratzon Hashem. So why isn't the chair called Evrei Demalka? Because the chair is the Ratzon Chitzoini. He's saying the mitzvahs are the hislapshus of the Ratzon Hashem Apnimi, and they're called Evorim because that is the principle of Evorim. That is Evorim. And in the Lashon of Yisvorim, they're Evorim. They're Taka Evorim. They are, Hashem wants this and wants that. Like Hashem wants these 248 things to be true, to be manifested in the Bria. So there's a question. The question is why everything is Ratzon Hashem. So everything you back. So everything is Ratzon Chitzoni. Also, it's Behester. The Ratzon Hashem is Behester. I think in mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, it would be every.
Saying that through our free will, he wants us to that the mitzvah should come automatic, just like
he's not saying that yet. He will deal with, he doesn't deal with free will directly, but he talks about. But that's what he's saying at this point. But he's not talking about the person yet. He's talking about the ma'isa mitzvah, like sort of disassociated from a person doing it. What are the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs are avoid the malka. Why are they avoid the malka? Because just like, as by Evorim, they and the Nefesh doesn't have to tell the Evor what to do. So Hashem wants the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, so we're connected to Hashem in that way. Our Ma'aseh Mitzvah, we're not talking about the person doing it now, just the Ma'aseh Mitzvah is, oh look, there's a, Lishir Klal. Now he's going to talk about two other things where the person has to be Mizbatel. Okay, stop here. We don't want to get to.